1-2, 1-2. Check. All right. Thank you so much. You said earlier, I'm Henry Rutland. Got my good friend Paul Massey come along to help me today. We have a bluegrass band back in Thomasville, but it just so happened that the other three members were out of town this weekend, and some of the guys wanted me to come up and play them a few fiddle tunes, so I'm going to do my best here to play you five or six of the old traditional fiddle tunes and put a little bluegrass right in the middle of it, maybe a little western swing, and hope you enjoy the numbers we do. So, Paul, this mic's about to fall apart here, so hold on. All right. Okay, get in the key of D there, and let's play one of the old traditional hoedown numbers, one called Ragtime Annie. Traditional fiddle tunes, one that's been around a good long while. Sure, everybody that's ever listened to the Grand Ole Opry one time or another has heard this tune played. One called Down Yonder. Thank you. Request from this gentleman sitting right over here, the old tune, John Henry. Let's give him about a verse in the course of it right quick. This is one of the old true American folk songs, tell about a little boy working on the railroad, and about 100 more verses to go along with it. But we'll play him a few lines of the simple method line, John Henry. Goes about like this. I believe this fellow told me earlier his name was Lloyd Willis. Okay, the old number, John Henry. Paul, let's slow it down just a little bit. We try to play two or three different kinds of fiddle music up here. Little country, bluegrass, and western swing. And this is one of the prettiest old-time country and western swing fiddle tunes, I guess, has ever been played. Just play the first part of it, A, if you want to, and then we'll go to D, the late Bob Wills fiddle tune, one called Faded Love. Faded Okay, Paul and I didn't put a program together. We, as we said, we're playing it off the top of our head, playing it by the ear today. Here's one that got mighty famous a few years back. It was a movie called Honeysuckle Rose, I believe it was. And Willie Nelson was the main player in there, and they got the great Johnny Gimble, the Texas fiddle player, and he played an old tune. We played a little bit different in this part of the country. And one called Cotton Eye Joe, and he played it the Texas way, and we started calling it the Georgia Cotton Eye Joe and then the Texas Cotton Eye Joe, but in the movie they played it with a little swing and a little bounce to it, and we call it the Texas Cotton Eye Joe. And people do a lot of the line dancing to this number today. It's being played quite a bit. So we hope you enjoy my and Paul's version of the what we call the Texas Cotton Eye Joe. Horsey hair on that number. We got time for about one more. This one's been around in bluegrass country and western swing music. It's about as long as they have been fiddle players. Everybody ever met played a part of it, a little bit of it. Some of them played it mighty good and some of them didn't play it too good, and some of them played it just medium. This is a story of the old train. It got started up somewhere in northern states. It came, finally got down to Florida and central Florida and got to flying through those orange groves. Two fellas sat inside the track. Somebody said they was drunk, but they said they weren't. They got the idea. One of them was a fiddle player and one of them was a guitar player, and they got the idea of writing a fiddle tune of what they saw about that train come flying by through the orange grove. And after it was all said and done, the fiddle tune arrived, the Orange Blossom Special. The two fellas that done this, one of them went on and made his debut in bluegrass music was the great Chubby Wise. He's still living today. Played a number of years with Bill Monroe and later on Hank Snow. He's still living today down close to Jacksonville, Florida. And the guitar player, Irvin Rouse, he's still living, but he didn't pursue music as his living as Chubby Wise did. And old Chubby, he's in his early 80s. He's still playing a few of the bluegrass major festivals this day and time. So hope you enjoy mine and Paul's version of the old train song called the Orange Blossom Special. So Paul, if you'll get us started down the track, we'll try to get started here. All aboard. Here we go. Sorry that all the boys in the band couldn't be here, but we hope you enjoyed the fiddle tunes, and we hope to see you somewhere down the road again real soon. I don't know who's coming up next. Who? A group called...